Some of you might know what this is. Yes, these people know what it is. Some of you don't know what this is. For those of you who don't know, I'm going to tell you. As soon as we get it going here. And what you're feeling right now, you probably suddenly feel stimulated, excited, and overjoyed. But let me tell you that we're doing that to you because this, what you're feeling right now, is the vibration of life. As long as we can get it here. Now, quick theory about the vibration of life. Everything that you see and hear is a vibration. Every sound that you hear, vibrates at a certain frequency, and when you double the frequencies and double the frequencies, you get up into the light spectrum. So light also is vibrations. Now, people theorize that there's a certain vibration that holds the entire universe together, and that vibration is right around seven beats per second, which is what we're trying to bombard you with. Now, healers who heal with their hands, it's been said that their hands begin to vibrate at that vibration, and there's lots of other things. And altogether, the 7 beats per second is the vibration of life, and it should fill you up with great energy and tune you in with the universe by us doing this. Now, tonight what we're going to do is a really special thing. What we've realized is that by combining the light and the sound, and certain lights with certain frequencies of sound, we can actually start things happening in your brain. And what we realize is that if Chris puts the special blue light on, turns off all the white lights, inside your brain is going to sort of start to congeal and change until it turns into a tiny surfboard. And what's going to happen is your spirit is going to get up on the surfboard, and you are going to surf the vibration of life. Slowly, Chris will turn on the blue light. We will get rid of the, whatever those common lights are over there. Now, as it gets deep blue, you can feel the water, you can feel the ocean in your brain. You have to use your spirit here. Now, the shell of your body is going to stay here, but start feeling it. Your mind is beginning to get, you can feel the waves of vibration of life floating by, and all you gotta do is you gotta float on your little surfboard out there and look around and wait for the right wave to come along. When the right wave comes along, we're gonna surf the vibration of life. I think I see one coming right now. Paddle, paddle, here it comes. You out into space on your surfboard, and you're floating on your surfboard, and you look down beneath you, and there's nothing but black space all around you now underneath you. And as you look down, it kind of gets deeper and deeper, the blackness. It's black in every direction you can see, black in every direction that you can think, black in every direction that you can hear. It's nothing but black. And then finally, somewhere deep in the deep recesses of your mind, you can look, you start to see something in the middle of the blackness, and it's the tiniest, tiniest pinpoint that your mind can imagine. A tiny speck, a point, smaller than anything ever conceived before. And when you look at that point, the more you stare at it, the bigger it starts to get. It starts to come towards you, and it turns into a little speck, and then slowly it starts becoming a dot. And as it becomes a dot, you realize that it actually has some color to it. It's sort of a green hue. And you start to, there it goes. You start to get a little closer to it. And as you get closer, you realize that it's not really small after all. It's just that your perspective was all warped. Really, as you get close to it, you realize that it's huge. It's the biggest thing ever in the universe. It's everything. And as you get closer, it starts to encompass your entire field of vision. And now you're looking, and everywhere you see is just green. It's not black anymore. And when you look down, you realize that there's texture to the green. It's not just green color, but that actually it's green kind of mounds and bumps. And when you look closer, you realize that it's trees and grass and forest. And you look down, and suddenly you say, oh my God, I must be in Game Hand!
Yeah.
for the brave. Tila. And the mountain. And when you look up at the mountain, you see that there's a little guy climbing up the mountain. And he's a tiny little guy. And it's Colonel Forbin. He's climbing up the mountain. And he realized that it must be Colonel Forbin. He's on his last ditch effort to save Gamehenge and bring it back into peace and tranquility as it was thousands of years ago. And what he's going to do is he's going to try to find the spirit of the great knowledge of Legolas, who lives at the top of the mountain. So there he goes now. And when he gets up there, he sees the great knowledge of Legolas. And the great knowledge of Legolas comes out, and he calls on the famous mockingbird. The famous mockingbird is now going to come flying out of the sky. He's going to steal the helping friendly book from Wilson and bring it back to all the people of Gamehenge, the lizard people. They will read it. They'll have all the knowledge in the universe, save themselves from this horrible tyranny, and off they'll go into thousands of years of peace and happiness, all because of the famous mockingbird. There will be a test. So remember all that.